Donald Trump taunts AFL-CIO boss Richard Trumka on Labor Day. By Charlie Spiring on September 2, 2019. President Donald Trump reacted Monday to AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka's appearance criticizing the president on Fox News. "Just watched AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka on Fox News and thought to myself how different he is on TV than he is when he is with me at the White House," Trump wrote on Twitter. He noted Trumka likes what we are doing until the cameras go on, suggesting the union leader was different with him when he visited the White House. On Fox News Sunday, Trumka criticized Trump's new USMCA trade deal with Canada and Mexico and for taking on China the wrong way. Trump reminded Trumka he was the only modern American president to take on China and other bad trade deals like NAFTA. "We got robbed on trade and everything else while his Dems just sat back and watched," he wrote. He suggested that Trumka was out of touch for allowing NAFTA to remain for decades. "NAFTA is the worst trade deal ever made, terrible for labor, and Richard let it stand," he wrote. "No wonder unions are losing so much." Trump expressed confidence he would continue to win the votes of labor union workers, despite their leaders aligning themselves with the Democrat Party. "The workers will vote for me in 2020. Lowest unemployment, most jobs ever, and should stop paying exorbitant dollar dues," he wrote. "Not worth it." Trumka initially praised Trump's efforts to renegotiate NAFTA and withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade proposal. He also met with Trump at the White House in March 2017, shortly after the president was inaugurated. But Trumka and the top brass of the AFL-CIO campaigned for Democrats in the midterm elections and distanced themselves from the president. In a media appearance for Labor Day, Trumka specifically criticized the rise of racism in the country under Trump. "Our nation is being poisoned by hateful rhetoric and divisive tactics at the highest levels of government. People of color are being scapegoated, minimized, dehumanized and told to go back where they came from," he wrote. "Racist dog whistles have been replaced with megaphones."